Not too bad, mate. Very, very warm and sticky and humid.
It is.
In the moment.
Now, we spoke last Friday and you were talking about the maybe something coming from the southwest bringing rain, and they've got a monsoon trough and that could be coming down through the centre or down the coast. I spoke to you this morning earlier and you said, in all your years in meteorology, you've never struck weather that's as hard to predict as what it is right now.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And you did mention about the monsoon trough coming out of the Kimberley. That's brought that cloud right across into New South Wales. I've got some rain from it there and over southern Queensland.
Yep.
And now it's going to be directed by the jet stream over the top of us. And because it's middle-level cloud, we're forecasting from the top down. Normally, it's from the bottom up we forecast, but here we are forecasting top down, just to make it simple. And that's very difficult.
All right. So let's look at that then, because the big thing, I guess, for you is we're had northeasterly, and we've got one now, but there's a big change about to come. And breeze-wise, it's good, but it's going to bring rain.
That's right. It looks like we've got a northeast at the moment. Had a few showers around Hamilton Island early hours this morning.
Yep.
And a couple of little funny showers around Morani. Had one. Nothing more than 3 millimetres was the top fall at Mount Roy and Camilla, and a couple of little places there up in the ranges there all had 1 millimetre there this morning.
Yep.
And that'll be the story now for the next 2 mornings. We'll have an early morning shower. Then we get a southeasterly coming up along the coast. And as the upper jet stream moves in over the top with this cloud, this southeasterly is going to stimulate it and cause some showers from virtually St Lawrence through the Camilla first, during late Wednesday into Thursday. Then it'll come up to Mackay and then up towards the Whitsundays during Thursday itself, and we'll get showers, and then it'll be overnight and probably into Christmas Day. So you'll get a little bit of a wet Christmas Day, steady, tight, patchy showers and some steady rain.
Well, look, I take that mainly because, of course, the showers we need, but with that southeasterly, where those damp northerlies for weeks now, it's going to make it feel cooler too, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable. The only trouble is, though, you won't be out there having your barbecue out in the open, mate. You'll have to get inside.
Oh, we can use umbrellas. I've got kids that can stand around just while I'm cooking up the steaks. It's easy, mate. It's easy. All right, so after that, how long is that going to last, Michael?
It looks like most of, well, late Thursday into Friday, saw the Mackayites, the little variations either side of Mackay.
Yep.
But into Saturday. And then I'll still gradually ease off during Sunday, Monday, and still, you know, early morning shower, and then it'll sort of break up during the day as the story. But, yeah, watch that. Yeah, just have a look at that, because it is an odd situation.
Mate, thank you as always. I don't know how we're going to go on Thursday before we, if we catch up, we catch up. Otherwise, I'm going to wish you a very Merry Christmas right now.
Righto then, mate. Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners out there, and have a Happy New Year coming up. I don't speak to you before then.